Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com. And unfortunately, Mike, the Lions in an all-too-familiar position of looking forward toward the draft, toward free agency, and not participating in the playoffs, which, you know, the divisional round kicks off this weekend. You know, just your thoughts on this season in general, how disappointing it was, and you know, as we look forward to free agency and the draft, you know, what this team really needs to turn it around.
Well, first of all, I'm still coming down from the Ray Lewis dance last weekend. It was the highlight of the wild card weekend. They weren't the greatest four games I've ever seen, but that was memorable. You know, I think the team got revealed quite a bit in last season, and I think you don't have to be a super scout to see where they need help. The issues they had going into the season developed and persisted, and that would be the secondary. I think a genius to figure that out. Disappointment of the pass rush, that developed, you know, more acutely, I think, than any of us have expected. So, you know, looking at the bowl games that we watched, you know, I think you're looking, you know, who are the pass rushers? Who are the guys in the secondary? And then I thought maybe one of the most telling things that Martin Mayhew said in his end-of-season wrap with the media was he talked about Matthew Stafford and his reaction to interior pressure. If you're a guard or center on the Detroit Lions, I would think about that every morning I woke up, interior pressure.
You know, and that's unlike Martin to come out and talk about a specific area. He really doesn't like to talk about specific players. When we started asking him about specific players, he stopped and said, look, I really don't want to point to guys. But I thought
there are only three guys who play those spots.
No, but I mean, otherwise, but that was very telling, yeah. You know, and I think Rob Sims is probably pretty safe at left guard. I mean, I thought he had a pretty good season. So that leaves you to question, you know, the center with Dominic Raiola and the right guard, Steven Peterman, and if there's going to be a change there. From those comments, it kind of seems like there might be.
Yeah, and good guys, you know, good, hard, tough guys. You know, Peterman's been a starter here since the end of 06, and Dom has been here since the leather helmets over at Tiger Stadium back in 1934, 35. So, but, you know, things move on, and after 12 years, everybody gets on the endangered species list at a time in their career, and you look at salary cap, you look at experience, you look at age, and sometimes it's just time to make a change. Now, I'm not pushing either guy out the door, but that's just what you have to look at.
That being said, you mentioned the bowl games, that Alabama game and that Notre Dame game. Obviously,
that wasn't a game.
It didn't turn into much of a game, you're right. But that offensive line for Alabama, I mean, you could look at the Lions and their situation at number five, and really all three of those guys, Barrett Jones and Womack and Rucker, I think is I believe his name, all three of those guys would look terrific there. I mean, that's an NFL-caliber offensive line playing college football.
Well, yeah, but, you know, think about the Lions. You have Jeff Backus from Michigan, Rob Sims from Ohio State, Raiola from Nebraska, Peterman from LSU, and Gosser Charles from Boston College. Those are big-time players, too. So that's why I don't get too carried away about what guys, because it's one thing to block Notre Dame. It's another thing to block the Dallas Cowboys. Barrett Jones, the center, he said Tuesday morning on ESPN he's going to have surgery for a Lees Frank injury. I'd stay away from him. Enough projects, okay?
Yeah.
Because they got Nagy as a project that they got last year on waivers. But Womack, listen, I know you don't take a guard that high, but in 1973, I looked this up, John Hanna was drafted fourth overall out of where? Alabama. Seven all-pro teams and the Hall of Fame. He was a guard. It's happened before. It can happen again. I don't think it will.
One guy I want to mention in that game, too, Manti Te'o, the linebacker for Notre Dame.
Paging Manti Te'o.
Obviously, you know, that's a game that's going to stick with him for a long time. You know, maybe could have cost the kid some money because I think a lot of people were looking at that as a top 10 pick, and he really just didn't have a great game. I think that's way too early. You still have this pro day and combine and evaluations and things like that, but really people look at the game film, and that wasn't a good game by Manti Te'o.
All I saw, you know, I've always said this a million times, there's a difference between tackles and plays. You're going to get tackles because they don't score on every play. All I saw was Manti Te'o tackling guys from behind, lunging to grab him by the ankles, by the calves, and all that. I didn't see him make a single play. But the thing I heard from NFL scouts, and I didn't talk to everybody, but just the few, you know, with getting my ears open, that they rated him bottom of the first round, top of the second going in. I don't think any of that changed at all. I mean, he is what he is. Great kid, yeah. The NFL's full of great kids.
Speed. Speed, speed, speed. That's what kills at this level, and I think it's really going to be important for him to run well at the combine, at his pro day. Look, you know, he's got great character, and all that, I think, plays in, but you still have to be able to run and make plays in this league, and I think that's the determining factor with Manti.
And he didn't do it Monday night.
But he didn't
do
it.
Who did?
Just real quick, three positions you think the Lions need to address the most. What positions, if they fill, they can get back to being a playoff team with good talent?
Well, defensive end, pass rusher, because those are guys who make game-breaking plays, secondary to cover, and then interior offensive line. I'm sorry, Tom. I'm sorry, Pete. It's the way it's with. Blame Martin Mayhew, okay?
You know, for me, I think we're on the same page with defensive end. There's a lot of really good ones at the top of the draft. I think the Lions, if that's the route that they want to go, they can snag a really good one. To me, it's safety, too. I think if you get a nice, young, talented safety to pair with Lewis
like
Delmas,
Smith.
If they bring him back, and let Lewis Delmas be more of a rover. Let him play that role. I think he excels in that role. If you get a guy who can cover and play the back end along with him, I'm not done. And my third one would be the speed element out of the backfield.
I was just going to say that.
Martin Mayhew said that, and he brought that up in our conversation. He said they need some juice. Those were his words. I think they really were hindered by not having Javid Best, and I think they looked to that element to improve this team as well.
I was just going to say the same thing. You took the words out of my mouth.